Go ahead, start talking.
And now we countdown of the best Asians.
Nope. Number one.
Filipinos.
Oh, God.
I mean, I didn't mean no to that.
Number one, Filipinos. You agree, Phil?
Yeah. I'm not going to rank humans.
Whoa. Why not?
I feel like it's highly offensive.
Okay, no, I agree, but what about...
Well, I rank Ramos all the time. He's a sergeant, and you're a private because of what you're thinking about.
I hate this.
I got to pick Filipinos one. Like, my girl, her family, they're Filipino. I'm biased, but they're the nice
Jollibee, dog. I've never had it, but I want it. That's my... That's a bucket of Jollibee on my bucket list.
I almost got trouble today.
Filipinos, number one to the bullet. Number two...
Hold on, before you go anywhere, the fact that they also have spaghetti that has ketchup in it and makes Italians upset... I love it so much.
Italians getting upset.
Suck our dicks, Italian.
Great thing.
Me and Filipinos. Suck our dicks. Go ahead.
Fuck Italians. They haven't done anything since the Mafia.
What are they, like, number five on the ground list?
Yeah, dude.
I think I'm gonna resign from this podcast. I hope.
Number two.
Stop it.
Joel disagrees.
Stop it.
He ranks them much lower.
Stop it. No, I'm not doing this. Koreans
are the best.
Nope. Once again, okay. Fried chicken.
I'm gonna stop talking about which Asians I like the best. Joel's getting upset. I'm gonna stop. The ones I like the least.
No, stop.
Chinese tourists.
No, I hate this. Hormos, you're alive right now.
Have you ever had a Chinese tourist? Have you ever tried to go see the Grand Canyon? The most beautiful canyon in the world?
I just want to say that the thoughts are...
Let's take a picture in front of it. Let's take a selfie stick.
The thoughts...
And then Chinese people just walk through your hand. Not even through your picture.
Stop it. Stop. Cut his mic off.
Okay.
And those are the Asians in my ring.
Man. It could have been way worse, you know? He stopped at three. That's Big Brother prodding.
No, what is the bad ones? The only bad ones are Chinese.
Stop.
The rest are great.
Take it easy!
No!
The rest rule. Vietnamese best sandwich makers. Vietnamese. Banh mi?
I have it written down. Vietnamese best sandwich makers.
See?
It does say banh mi right here.
I hate this.
Look at it! It says banh mi.
Why would I show up and do this knowing what's going to happen here?
Which one make the best noodles? That's safe.
Ooh.
That's safe. We can get into noodles.
Make the best noodles?
We can get into noodles. How many cup of noodles?
Is that allowed?
How many dinners have you guys had as a kid? Was that like a prominent dinner in your guys' house?
Yeah, ramen.
Hell yeah.
Sopa
Maruchan.
We didn't have the couple of noodles. We just had ramen that we would...
Oh, the like $8 for $1 ones?
Yeah, we had those. And sometimes we make them more Iranian.
Okay.
How?
Like, I would add caramel with the stuff that
what
you guys
the?
Needed.
Oh,
did you
shut
say
up.
That? Wait,
yeah.
What happened?
Shut up.
Did you have a stroke?
You put the fucking goat shit inside.
Sour milk shit, yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
I would add that to ramen to make it super sour.
Why would you add that shit cold to that fucking delicious ramen?
Yeah, actually, I'm putting that in a couple people's stockings.
That's cool.
Hormones?
Yeah.
If you put that in someone's stocking, they'll think it's legit cold. Yeah. They'll be like, why'd you do that?
You know what? Your new name is J. Cole.
Hell yeah.
That's
the game.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say? Do it again. Okay, say what the
Jay had a hood.
Why? You like eat a grasshopper every time you do it. I'm saying it's just what it sounds like.
Well, the grasshoppers there don't fly because they have the little.
Yeah, he eats the Jiminy Cricket that tells him not to say stuff right there. Gabba 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 gabba.
Yeah, Hormones has two devils on each shoulder. That's it.
No, it's just another. It's two little hormones.
There's like Bin Laden and then like also Bin Laden.
A drone. A drone and a carpet.
Saddam Hussein.
And Bin Laden.
I'm going to be so sad about this podcast when I leave.
Why? Why would you leave?
That's so crazy.
Exactly.
I'm imagining, now we got to do it like a Jeff Dunham situation. We got a tiny little Saddam. A tiny little fucking...
I mean, we could. If I pretend like I have my hand behind Hormones, then I guess I could get
away. We use Willie Simon.
Simon as Peanut.
Yeah,
but we just put a little turban on Peanut. That's fine.
Weenut.
WeNut. Oh man, they're fantastic ideas.
I think that's a tech company that would take off. WeNut? Yeah.
Yeah, WeNut.
Like if you're like
circle jerk app.
Yeah. Called WeNut.
Oh, it just like it's an iPhone app that adjusts your cum levels. WeNut. And it has to make sure that you are low or high.
WeNut, UNut. It's an umbrella corporation.
Like if you're tripping off to Hormos, what's your WeNut at? What's your WeNut level? You look. It's 101%. There's too much pressure.
You're like, honey, we gotta go
jerk
now.
Off. Yeah. We gotta go have Angie.
Yeah.
Be the number one Filipino for you.
The number one Filipino. Don't rank Asians.
Wait a minute. Who did that?
Fuck, dude. That's fucked up, right?
I'm not ranking
right,
Asians.
Joel?
Yeah.
I'm ranking
yeah.
Asians. Single. Right. Particular
you,
ones.
Me and you,
Angie's
bro.
Number one. This number two.
You want to watch it?
Number two's dumbfounded. Number three. I'm going I'm ranking them individually. You know? Right, Manny Pacquiao's number three.
I got one.
Bobby
favorite.
Lee.
Favorite type.
Bobby
of-
Lee's like number 10 on my list. I like him, but you know.
No, I'm thinking of Jet. Yeah, I get those two.
Yeah, Jet Li's like seven.
Oh, you and airplanes always, right? I mean, come on. All right. Favorite noodle shapes.
Ooh,
flat thick.
I love a flat thick.
Oh, yeah. Favorite noodle in general.
Rugrats macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that's a good one.
What's the Thai one? Pens.
Penj.
And sit?
Pat-see-you. That's Filipino.
You. Yeah,
Pat-see
that's
you.
So flat. So you
Pat-see
like flat
you.
Noodles.
Yeah, like flat.
Yeah, like flat noodles.
Yeah,
chewy.
I like the wide flat.
Yeah.
And I also like...
I like thick.
I like my noodles the same way I like a white lady's ass. Just wide and flat.
Yeah.
Wide and flat. Conservative.
You can like three...
I like my noodles like I like a pancake.
Yeah. What's up?
Nothing.
Taylor Swift. Oh,
I know.
Nice.
I freaked out right now.
It was something
her, but
nice.
I don't want them after me.
Wait, no, get the Swifties
right.
after
if
me.
They knew, if they knew the things you say about Taylor Swift.
You said wide and flat, so I said like three Taylor Swift standing side by side.
Take that, you Swifty cunts.
Take that. Joel wants the heat. Joel wants the
smoke. I don't want the heat. Or
yeah, he does. Yeah. Oh no! After come after me. Actually, he's good. Please, if you're a Swiftie, suck my dick. Okay.
I like
eat my ass, you bitch.
I love a bow tie noodle. El dente.
They're gonna come on and go, how dare you talk about? And I go, and it just runs up my algorithm.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. You don't want that, huh? That gives you anxiety. Someone says mean things to you on like one of your stand-up things. Do you have like anxiety about it?
No, with that I'm like, thanks, hey, great.
What if it's real specific?
I say heck
what
yeah.
What if it's me and it's and I'm saying really mean personal things?
I know where you live. I'll just come talk to you.
I didn't like how you taken him right there.
Yeah,
I know
yeah,
where
yeah,
you live.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just
yeah,
take
yeah,
Jackie.
I'm scared, dude.
I don't need
to. I'm gonna come and talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suddenly he comes over and I own a snake. Now I'm leaving the snake.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of that.
Did you guys use coupons growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I did love is remember those dispensers?
I thought you were calling in
the hallways and you pull it and then they would go. No, they went through
yeah,
there. I would just run through the aisle.
Yeah, just taking them and throwing them away.
Very fun.
Wait, that's what? You guys are dickheads.
Yeah. I didn't take them, but I would pretend like I was a wrestler running into the ring, and I would slap each of them like a hand reaching out for me. Okay.
Nobody was like, help this autistic child.
They probably were.
What's he doing?
Hey, what's with the Aladdin shoes?
Were you
so out of nowhere? So racist and out of nowhere. Way worse
than
the Asian ranking.
You know where Joel ranks Iranians on the Asian list, all the way at the bottom.
No, not at all. You'd be surprised.
Oh, so you do have a list.
You'd be surprised.
I'll just say this, that a secret list is more powerful than one you tell everybody.
You sound like my uncle.
Your uncle.
That makes it sound more pedophile.
Uncle Gaddafi.
I don't drink anymore, but if I did, Thanksgiving gets interesting.
Oh,
I bet.
Are you guys excited for Thanksgiving coming up?
Yeah, I am. I love Thanksgiving. But also, it's been different since I haven't drank, because I used to love like wine and eating and all that.
My family doesn't drink at all, but I'm gonna miss Thanksgiving for like the first time.
Really?
Because we're gonna be in the Philippines, and Angie just told me that they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in the Philippines.
Filipinos, number one!
It's nothing.
Number one, baby!
It's American Thanksgiving.
Huh. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's a bummer. I'm like, they don't even, not even the Filipino Americans? No.
Why would they?
Yeah, that sucks.
We give a fuck about our holiday. We don't celebrate whatever fucking Filipino Thanksgiving.
Yeah, are you gonna try to celebrate 4th of July in Uganda?
Well, fuck it. What Filipino Thanksgiving, where are we gonna fucking go gambling and put a pig underground? I don't want to do that shit.
That sounds great.
Actually, yeah, let's do Filipino Thanksgiving.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Let's go lose $300 at Baccarat.
Yeah. I'll take it with LeChon.
That sounds good, actually. Yeah. Put some fucking mashed potatoes and gravy on a crispy piece of pork skin. Oh, I love that.
See, Filipinos
don't. You know, I remember going, because I went to a predominantly Filipino middle school, and I remember going, and they had the whole lechon, and I was like one of, like the only, I was like fine with it. It was just normal to me, because like, I was used to like.
Right, it's like Mexicans take pork skin and deep fry it and make chicharrón.
Yeah, but I remember some kids being like,
it's not that weird.
Some of the white kids being like, what is this? And I was like, just eating the fucking like eyeballs and shit. Like, yeah, I can't.
Well, I haven't had eyeballs.
You had it?
Yeah, I lived.
That's whatever.
Big eyeball?
Yeah. I've had numerous like fish eyeball. So it's just get past that.
Ugh, it's just chewy.
Yeah.
I'm not a big chewy guy. I don't like cartilage.
That's my cousin's name, man. You better watch.
You better fucking watch out. Right?
His last name's Baca too.
Yeah. I have
Chewy Baca.
Chewy Baca. God damn you. I'm sick of shit. You bring up lechon, chicharrones. It just feels like they say pig is like the closest thing to like human.
Yeah.
So like it's not.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Like I have had it. Whatever. But like if it is, I feel like we're like Filipinos, Mexicans, everybody who's like closer to the pig. Like we would be the most like we're closest to cannibalism, no? Because if humans tasted like lechon.
Well, I will say that people that are closer to poverty are probably closer to eating people, because if you're starving, why not?
I think I'll get into eating people as a side project. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just, you know, as a dabble or something. Like, people drink wine.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I Hannibal Lecter people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe Dahmer just was, like, trying to get off of pork.
He's like,
all right, pork's bad for you. Right.
Does the Quran say anything against humans?
I think it says do not kill humans.
But if they died of natural causes, can you eat them?
But like,
let me check.
Yeah.
Are you like, I think it says
what do is not it? There's humans. Halal, and then the other thing is, I forget, hormones isn't even Muslim.
I'm not Muslim.
I'm not asking him that. He just, but you answered as if you, like, if you had it, no. Yeah. I don't know anything about anything.
Let me read the Quran real quick. It says how you can eat them.
Oh,
you
cool.
can eat them, yeah. That's halal.
Yeah.
There's halal, and then there's kosher.
Well, you know that there are...
And they're fighting each other, I think.
If you're, if you go to Hogwarts, and you're from...
Palestine.
If you're from Palestine, or no, what's another? Let's say Indonesia.
Sure. Let's say.
And you don't do magic, you're a Muslim. Muggle.
We got there.
Yeah, you got there, dude. Hogwarts sounds like dickens.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
It's like, then I got Hogwarts.
I thought that I was just a little kid. Why did that sound like Hogwarts?
It's stupid.
You couldn't read though.
I learned to read yesterday.
Okay.
For this episode.
Harry Potter was en español.
Harry Potter and say Harry Potter.
Harry
Potter.
Harry Potter.
My mom bought me a different
one. Just a Muslim guy who helped me with my weights.
Yeah.
It's a Harry, so that's my Harry Potter right there.
Yeah, that's what Armin
That was funny because
did I just call him Armin?
You called him Armin. Right. You did. I still don't know how to say his last name.
Armin.
Say it again, please.
Gorgian.
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 Gorgian, that's what happens when Saul eats.
You're gorging
yourself.
Yeah!
I don't like these jokes either. I feel really bad.
Gorgian. Why?
Because.
You just don't want to put that into practice.
Wait, were you asking me or are you going through the alphabet in your head to make sure you know how to read and you almost made it to Z right now?
That one. That one to help your joke.
Why? Why? Z.
Okay, well, fine. I guess I'm the only one who'd eat human. Fine.
I would if it was like somebody I hated. I'd be like, ha.
Really?
No. Well, my favorite.
Not really.
No. Like even in the joke, it's like really like a like even like.
Nah, I like it when Cartman made that guy eat his.
That was funny.
That to me is one of the most insidious, evil things you could do to someone you hate. Make them eat their parents.
You guys know I cook or I dabble in cooking. How mad would you be if I brought like chili to the potluck? You ate that, mm-hmm. and there was like a little piece of like, I don't know, like an open micer could eat.
Are they funny?
An open micer? That's disgusting.
No, I'm not gonna kill a. Oh well.
That's disgusting, bro.
I know. You tasted it. premises. N-word. But you're white.
Religion material. Yeah.
Israel, Palestine. But you're just saying mean things. But
this tastes like black people do this. Black people do that.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm humping the stool.
Oh, I have a on women be shopping.
So you also wouldn't like an old comedian?
No. Is this a ventriloquist jaw?
I'm not doing much open micers.
Are these props?
Yeah.
Fine.
All right. There is a carrot top in here. Okay, never mind. I actually like carrot top.
I hear he's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, he's dope. I think he is funny.
I've never seen one. I think I've seen like 5 or 6 minutes online, but I've never like. I want to see an hour.
Yeah.
I want to go to Vegas and actually see a carrot top.
I heard the show is good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would actually like to go see that.
I would go see Carrot Top's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I feel bad about all the plastic surgery Chili's gotten. That shit looks wild.
Why do you feel bad about it?
It makes me feel bad for him.
Maybe like, he feels good.
No, there's no way. I feel like he got made fun of so much.
And he's getting made fun of right now!
You're laughing. Oh, this is some empathetic.
Oh, I just farted right now. Please, nobody read.
I know, but even somebody who's as gross looking as Carrot Top is right now, he wouldn't want that.
He wouldn't want that.
No, he wouldn't want you even bringing it up. He'd be like, "Hey, man, take it easy."
No, he likes depressed.
He likes depressed.
He likes the four people hearing him.
Yeah,
yeah. He likes the two people in our live right now. He's like, yeah, they'll get it.
They want it.
Apparently he's not on steroids no more. You remember that little pocket of time where he was like,
people couldn't stare anymore.
He's like, oh, I'm what now? Huh? I'm a hack? Huh? I'd get muscles too if I get called a hack all the time.
Yeah, muscles aren't funny.
No, they're not funny at all. Props are
hilarious.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you yours.
Alright, I got one more thing, and it has family to do stuff. We've got Joel for another 10 minutes or
family
so.
To do stuff.
Yeah. My grandmother growing up, I'm not sure if it was anything with you guys. She was a hoarder coming up, and it was like...
Whoa, she's a great lady.
No, she really...
That's the oldest profession, man.
She put her pussy through the streets and really fucking gave it to everybody, okay?
She kept everybody.
R.I.P. Abuelita, you know what I mean? You know what I meant by bakery? That's secret for brothel.
Shout out La Victoria,
aka the secret fucking whorehouse it is. No, it's my grandmother's baby. No, she was a whore, man. She like was materialistic to a point where like my mother is kind of now. It kind of like my mom was complaining about like, oh, I gotta get a tooth pulled, but I spent all my money on this iPad. I'm like, I'll fucking kill you, dude. Now I gotta pay for someone's tooth because she has
gotta fix the teeth first.
Yeah, what are you doing?
But I remember my
mother always being like that. Yeah. Fix your teeth first.
That's basically the joke. Wow, don't burn it.
Mom. I was like, waiting you to finish your Sebastian. That's the best Sebastian in the game. Ladies and gentlemen, the best Sebastian in the game.
Sorry, Sebastian. If Mo was Sebastian, it'd be Sebastianian.
God damn it.
Aren't you embarrassed, Ian? I'm sorry.
You just asked an Indian at the end? That's all? Is that all it is?
Yeah.
Was your family, like, did they like stuff, possessions? Like, my grandmother filled our garage.
Yeah, she's really Iranian, dude.
Shit, just garbage, hoarders type shit.
You know, I think my dad hangs on to a lot of things. I think it comes from growing up with nothing. And like not having anything, and finally now that you have something, you kind of grab onto everything. I think that's how I've justified it.
Ah, fuck! I just figured it out right now.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah, what it is. I think it is that.
Yeah.
So, but then they get so much stuff. They're like, I need 2 to 3 or 4 of like I was Iranian. So you're like, what was that experience?
Persian rugs everywhere.
They're just regular rugs, huh? You don't gotta say the Persian part. I take Mexican blankets at home.
The women in your family shave.
So, hey, we left our Persian pubes on the seat.
The Persian rug match the Persian.
Well, they don't do a landing strip because they don't land.
And they're regular knights, too. You don't got to call them Arabian knights. Just regular knights.
Just a regular
night on a regular day.
He's just an MC. You don't have to call him Queen Topic.
So, your mom had hella rugs?
No, well, like, you couldn't take all our money out of Iran.
Okay.
And so we bought a bunch of rugs that we shipped over.
What the fuck? Really?
As a way of bringing money out of the country.
That, I understand the sentiment, obviously, but now you're like, wow, really?
Yeah, and the rugs are super expensive.
You had to ship them because they don't fly unless somebody's sitting on them.
Yeah.
Oh, was it
each
like,
rug got one person out of the country, too. Which
was it like
good.
Harry Potter, where each of your brothers and sisters had like, choose it? You like to like, pick your own rug?
Yeah.
Like, with the brooms?
Don't lose the family.
Oh, shit.
The long journey. It was a tough fight. My mom was singing a whole new world. Different Disney movie.
Clean your room or no dinner.
The fucked up part was we brought all these rugs over, worth a lot of money, and then like we had like a stack of rugs, so my dad started like letting family members just put them down in their house.
Put the rugs down?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, like, you took him out back and shot him with a gun?
Yeah,
it's like somebody
alive.
Somebody has a new house, and they're like, hey, you know, one of these rugs would look great in our place.
Oh!
And then we'd be like, sure, you can keep it until we sell it.
Oh, I got you.
And then before you know it, that rug's been in their house for like a decade, and you're like, all right, well, that's their rug now.
You can get my thing of like the old Yeller selling for like with the flying carpet. Get out of here!
Get
out! Get the fuck out of here!
And the rug just like
flies away. Oh, poor old flyer.
Yeah.
Okay, so but that's different. That's a
practical.
Yeah,
but we also have like,
guys, I'm farting like crazy over here. So
that's why we're outside, baby. That's why we're outside. That's practical. That's like.
Well, we also had like my parents drove Mercedes cars.
Oh wow!
And they had.
That's the most precious thing about
it. Jewelry. Mm-hmm. My mom had jewelry and stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They like stuff. You know,
okay. Yeah.
They were crazy about it though, like not insane.
Okay.
They like stuff. They're Iranian.
Yeah.
Part of the culture.
Well, at least she had like quality vehicles. My grandmother had like a bunch of different like Ford Tauruses.
Oh yeah.
It's like this one's not gonna be as good as the last one.
My dad had like the same truck, like it was either a Ford or a Toyota, a white work truck with the fucking thing in the back our whole lives, and then my mom had a blue Camry, and those were the
practical.
Yeah, I think the best car we ever had was like a Saturn. You guys remember Saturns?
Yeah, I do.
Those like the
they're like you could run into the door and they would just bounce right back. That
and
was
if,
like their whole selling point.
If you look at some of like the LA speed chases, some of them are done in Saturns and they'll like get beat up. You're like, oh fuck, man, that's why. These are like if they can work for a protected
baby.
These
cars are out of this world.
Yeah.
Ooh. No, I'm sorry.
These cars are out of this world. Trade.
Yeah. Saturn's going to the World Trade Center, but there's 1,000 of them.
Did you buy these rugs in a rug store or a pet shop?
Oh my god.
Wow, that's racist.
You gotta break them like they do with horses.
Yeah.
So
you just break them in?
Yeah.
You gotta break them
in? Well, the thing is, it's like I used to have a ponytail. Like, attach your ponytail, like long ponytail,
oh, cool.
To the rug.
Yeah, the little tassel. Did you really have a ponytail? Did you ever have long hair?
No, I mean, when I was a kid, I remember I would have like long hair. And like after your baby, and then I would go to my uncle who would cut my hair, and I'd say, hey, don't cut too much. I want it to be like Jon Bon Jovi. And then he would just cut it hella short.
Wow.
And then I'd be like,
oh. Just like Jon Bon Jovi.
And I'm like, hey. This is before Bon Jovi cut his hair up.
Yeah. Well, he was ahead of his time.
Yeah,
uncle,
yeah.
Have you heard of Moe's Bon Jovi tribute band? Jon Bon Jovi.
Is my rock.
You're really hanging on to this bit, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Mostly songs about smoking cigarettes in a Bond's parking
lot. When living on five prayers.
Hey, can I ask you?
Five times a day.
Why do Armenians just park on Sunset Boulevard and smoke cigarettes?
Again,
can I ask you guys why do they do that?
Uber.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Uber.
Do they all have to wear the same leather jacket? Is that like a thing that they all like, you wear the same one? I wear the same one.
Hey, we have a uniform at the store. Just the uniform. Shout out to my Armenian brothers.
Shout out to their grandmothers who are always in the way of Ross. Move, lady.
Did I mention the Ross hack here? That's a good. That's
oh,
a good
what's thing. That? What that is? Is it gonna fuck it up
what
for
that
anybody
is?
Else?
No, I mean, I think if any of the four people who listen to this
Ross Hackian, that's
so this is good for coming up because Christmas is coming up and Ross becomes crazy. You don't want to fucking wait in those long lines. So before Christmas, it's go to Ross when it's not busy. Go buy a $2, $3 electronic thing, whatever, something small. oh. And then keep the receipt.
I know where you're going with this.
And then you use
you
the
grab
return
your
light.
Stuff and you go to the return light. Wow.
Exactly. And you return the thing and you buy the rest of the stuff. And you,
really?
Buy, and you buy one more thing and you buy one more thing again for return next time. And you skip the long line.
Oh, it's like a fast pass at Disneyland.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a $3 fast pass.
Yeah. For Ross during the holidays.
That's some game right there.
Yeah.
And you know some game because that's coming from my fucking Persian brother himself.
But I feel like when I do it, they're going to go, sorry, sir, you have to go to the other line to pay for these items.
No, they won't.
Moses Dollar Deals. That's going to be a fucking segment.
Yeah, yeah,
he teaches
yeah.
you how to con the system.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I'll try to come up with other ones.
You guys got anything coming up? We got the 30 at 10:30, December 6th. We're still working on the lineup. So far, I just have. We're gonna have to see. It's gonna be.
It's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be fine.
Fine. I'll do it again.
I got the comedy dating show in Austin, Texas. Same. At the Creek in the Cave.
Cool.
December 4th.
Super fun show.
I'll be in Austin then too.
December, let's say December 1st and 2nd, I'm going to be at the Def Puppies Comedy Club in Manteca, California. December 22nd and 23rd, I'll be at the Punchline in Sacramento. Yeah, that should be fun. What do you
got? I got stuff I can't remember right now. At Mostly Sorry on everything. I put everything up there.
At yeah. Not Hormones.
Yeah, and we'll do another podcast.
Oh yeah, I have another podcast called Lesser Known Characters, which is probably
so fun.
Lesser Known Characters pod. Something like that.
That's the whole comedy.
At Not Hormones.
At Mostly Sorry.
Thank you for listening, man. Thank you.
And I am mostly sorry about this episode.
No, he's not. We're going to keep doing these. You love it.
You said you're going to give me your ranking when we're off.
Yeah, this is off camera. So off books, we're going to aging right. Off books. Bye, guys.
Patreon time. Now we do the real ones.
That was a good episode.
I think it was great.
Dogs of Brown Town.
Dogs of Brown Town.